The decision ultimately came down to refuge manager Susanna Henry.
My recommendation, after considering everyone's offered opinions and recommendations, was to allow up to 3 permits to be issued per person, with a goal of achieving a harvest of 300 animals.
So any qualified subsistence user will be able to kill 3 caribou until 300 total caribou have been taken. The goal of the Nooshigak Caribou Management Plan is to keep the caribou herd at a sustainable size. If it gets too small, then that could limit hunting opportunities on the peninsula, but there's also the risk of boom and bust. If the herd gets too large, it could overgraze the lichen it depends on in winter months. Then animals might die of malnutrition or disease, or the herd could move off the peninsula altogether in search of food. The concern last year was that the herd had grown too large. It was up to roughly 1,300 animals, and the biologist's goal is to keep it in the 400 to 900 range. To cut it down, the refuge allowed each hunter to take 5 caribou. The hunt was extended to October and November. In January and February and March, hunters could shoot caribou on the same day they flew into the area. A separate state hunt was also open over a wider area that included the Nooshigak Peninsula. At the end of the season, 371 caribou were reported taken, the most ever in a season. At yesterday's meeting, the lead biologist at the refuge, Pat Walsh, congratulated the committee on bringing the herd to an estimated 968 animals.
What we did last year as a committee was risky, and there was a lot of work involved in all the regulatory changes that we did to increase the harvest in response to really an overpopulation issue of caribou on the peninsula. And I got to congratulate this committee because it worked. We've accomplished what we set out to do, and that was the work of everybody here.
Some at the meeting were frustrated that last year's limit of 5 caribou per hunter will be reduced to 3. Jack Savo Jr. is the board president of Chogyang Limited, the village corporation in Dillingham that owns some land on the peninsula.
Given the hunters 5 tags, you'd maximize participation from the subsistence users, because, you know, if you're going to spend the gas to go down there and do a 150-mile hunt for 2 or 3 days, I mean, it makes it a lot more worthwhile if you can bring home 5. So if you had a cap, an overall harvest limit, and still watched it throughout the season, but allowed individual hunters to obtain 5 permits, I think you'd be accomplishing both things.
Gayla Hossett represented BBNA and Chogyang Tribal Council.
I guess so. I'm just a little bit frustrated with the whole 3, what you decided upon. I mean, you heard from the groups around the table, all the people of the user groups around the table of your planning committee that was formed here were all favoring 4 or 5. You know, for you to go down with the lower number with 3 and not really compromising with us, even, let's say, 4, with this being a planning committee, I'm just a little bit frustrated that we're not being heard.
Representatives from Manicotic, Alaknagik, Clark's Point, Togiak, and the Nooshigak Advisory Committee also said that they would prefer the refuge issue 4 or 5 permits per hunter. Neil Barton, wildlife biologist at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, recommended limiting users to 2 or 3 caribou. Henry says that she would be happy to increase the number of caribou each hunter is allowed to take, but she wants to remain flexible and base that decision on information she gets as the season goes on.
Because I'm the in-season manager for this particular hunt, we could take a look at our harvest reports that we're receiving. We could also do another survey in October. We could also do another survey during the winter after we get complete snow cover.
Permits will be available through the Tribal Council offices in Togiak, Twin Hills, Manicotic, Alaknagik, Dillingham, Clark's Point, and Ekuk. The federal Nooshigak Peninsula caribou hunt begins August 1st and is expected to run through March 31st with no closures. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.